BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Tom, I'm 24, and I'm from Tamworth. You might not know this, but I once chased Joe McElderry down the street to get a photo with him. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Tom, I enjoyed your show introduction.
Okay.
Can you do the Scott Mills bit again?
Scott Mills.
Are you being the X Factor voiceover?
I am indeed.
Is this your party trick?
It is. Some people say that I do actually sound like him. When he retires, I may take over his job.
What else can you say in that voice?
Tonight on the X Factor. Anything else? I can say a bit more. Rachel Adedeji.
Good one. Can you do Andy Abraham?
Andy Abraham.
You could do this all day.
Yeah, you really could.
Oh, yeah, you could go. You could go forever.
Bad lashes.
Can you do Eaton Road, please?
Eaton Road.
Let's take it old school. Can you do Tabby Callahan?
Tabby Callahan.
I can tell that you do this a lot with your friends.
I generally do, because I work in a warehouse. I kind of go down to the bottom of the warehouse, which is where I am now, and just shouting, because you get a bit of the echo as well.
So, you and Joe McElderry, what happened?
Well, I was at Kensington Roof Gardens with my girlfriend, just popping down toward London town for a mooch about, and come down from the lift, bumped into someone sort of coming out through the door, didn't take much notice of who it was. And we got sort of pretty much all the way down the road, and my girlfriend was like, "That was Joe McElderry, wasn't it, that you bumped into?" I was like, "Was it?" Ah, and she said, "I don't know whether to have a photo or not." And I was like, "Yes, let's go and have a photo." So sort of ran back down the street, knowing that he was probably going to go up to the top in the lift. So I ran back down the street, quite embarrassingly, ran back into the building, into the reception, shouted Joe just as he was going in the lift.
Joe!
Like that.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I didn't do it in style of Peter Dixon, though.
Oh, you didn't?
Joe! No.
Joe McElderry!
Oh, God, you can't help yourself. Are you a big fan of Joe McElderry?
Big probably isn't the right word.
What, massive?
To be honest, I'd probably go with massive.
Right, yeah.
My girlfriend's probably... Yeah, my girlfriend Natalie's probably slightly more of a bigger fan than I am.
Did you and your girlfriend get together because of your love of Joe McElderry?
Amongst other things, yeah.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
So, you finally get the photo of Joe. You've chased him all around the street and up a hotel lift and round a hotel.
Yes.
What did he do when you went, Joe?
He kind of looked a little bit startled, but then he very much obliged to have the photo. So,
well, I doubt it happens that often.
I was going to say that, but I'm glad you said it rather than me.
I like Joe. He's nice.
He is nice. He is.
So, he was happy to have his photo taken with you, or...?
Yeah, it's perfectly. I had mine taken with him first, and then swapped the camera over, and I took a photo of my girlfriend with him.
Well, I'm glad that Joe was so lovely to you.
He was.
And was Joe nice to your girlfriend?
Yeah, it was okay. I do think he actually touched a bum during the picture, though.
What?
While the pose was happening?
Yeah, obviously I'm stood in front of him. I can't see where his hands are going. I've just seen it in my girlfriend's reaction. Right. I think that he did go south.
Yeah, it's easy to do, though, I think, because you're in that pose for a long time. Sometimes you just kind of got your arm, like, around their shoulders. Sometimes the arm can go down to the waist or beyond.
Does this happen to you a lot, Scott?
When people ask for photos of me, sometimes it is easy to touch the bum by mistake.
By accident,
yes,
yeah.
It is. Well, listen, it's really good to speak to you.
And you.
And thank you for introducing Friday's show.
Not a problem.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, a question you're probably asking yourself this lunchtime is, has Chris done his photo shoot today? Chris, have you done your photo shoot today?
I have.
Thought you were looking well smart.
Thank you.
Have you had another haircut?
Another haircut, yeah, and it wasn't by choice.
That's the second in a week now.
Mm, yeah.
Yesterday on the show, if you missed it, we were talking about the fact that Chris doesn't really have much money, so listeners have been inviting him on their holidays. It all started when we were talking about that strange website. But anyway, we don't need the website anymore. Loads of people have been offering you space in their tents and caravans over the summer.
Yep.
Just a cheap weekend or week away for you.
Mm.
So thanks, listeners. And then another listener got in touch called Tom. He's been dumped by his girlfriend this week, but had already bought her birthday present. And the birthday present was one of those lovely romantic couples photo shoots. So, it wasn't a holiday, but it was kind of next best thing. So this morning, Tom and Chris met up, and Chris took the place of Tom's now ex-girlfriend in the couple's photo shoot.
I can't believe we've done this.
I cannot wait to see the photos. I mean, I've been offered the chance to see them, and I wanted to wait until we do it on air, so that my reaction is fresh, you know?
Right, yeah.
And if you want to see the results of this couple's photo shoot between Tom and Chris, who do actually make a lovely couple, we're going to do a little slideshow, and we can all see the photos together for the first time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We will be going through photo by photo the couple's photo shoot that my friend Chris here did today. Hello.
Hello.
With one of our listeners called Tom, who is here also. Hello.
Hi, Scott.
You all right?
I'm doing really well, thank you.
Now, basically, Tom, just to fill people in who don't know about it, you sadly split up with your girlfriend earlier this week?
Yes, that's true.
Sorry about that.
These things happen.
Yeah. And you bought this photo shoot for her as a birthday present?
That's right, yeah. Coming up to her second birthday whilst we were together. And yeah. So I thought it would be a good gift.
Oh. But it's all over now. And you thought, rather than waste the money, you wondered if Chris here would be up for doing the couple's photo shoot instead.
Absolutely right.
So you went to a little photographer in London this morning.
That's it.
And we have the photos here, and we're going to show everybody on the website.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hiya, I'm waving like a loon. Get to the Radio 1 website, and you will see the couple's photo shoot from earlier today. It's a lovely romantic thing to do this. You and your partner go to a professional photo shoot with a proper photographer. And it's just a really nice thing, you know, to show your love for each other. Because it is quite hard to do at home by yourself. You ever tried that at home, Chris?
What, my own couple's photo shoot?
Taking photos of you and her partner?
No, never. Never.
Never done that?
No.
Tom, have you tried that? One of our listeners here.
Never.
No.
Never.
It's difficult because you've got to put the timer on and then you've got to run round and get in the right position. So it's better to have a photographer to do it for you. Now, Tom here. Hi again.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Sadly, split up with his girlfriend earlier this week, and he had already bought a lovely couple's photo shoot for him and his girlfriend, now ex. And it's all booked. He's paid for it. So it would be money down the drain unless he found somebody else to do the photo shoot with him. Isn't that right, Tom?
That's right, yeah.
So Tom got in touch with us by email and asked if you would do it, Chris. And you said...
No, of course.
But I said, hell yeah! So that's what you did this morning. So can you just talk us through what happens at one of these couple photo shoots? I've never been. Should we see the first photo? Shall we? Okay, if you look on the website now, let's have a look at the first photo. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's going to be there any second. Oh, that's nice. So you turn up, and what happens?
So you turn up, you get your hair done at the start.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you both had a
Well, it
done.
Started with, like, a head massage. Like, they took us over to the sinks, like...
Oh. What, like being in a hairdresser?
Yeah.
That picture's cringeworthy, isn't it?
I like it because you're kind of looking into each other's eyes. It's really nice. And that was at the start of the day, was
that
it?
That was, yeah, that was the first one.
You both look very handsome.
Thank you.
I have to say. Next photo, please, on the website. So that's the first... Oh, no. This is the first time I've seen these, listeners. I'm watching them with you now. Now, that is awesome.
Yeah,
now, for
very arty.
People that can't see this on the website at the moment, Chris is stood in front and he has his right arm up. Why are you holding Tom's ear?
I was just... There's a guy telling you what to do the whole time. He's like,
what's he going, right,
put your arms around him.
Hold his ear. Hold his ear.
So yeah, it was more stroke your neck. That's what he asked for.
All right, it just looks like you're cupping his ear. So Chris is in front and Tom's behind. They're both kind of looking down. And it's quite moody, that one. I like it. Next one, then. Can we have that? So you were getting into it by this point, were you?
Yeah. Well, no. No. I mean, I was trying my best.
This is my actual favourite ever.
Oh.
So this is kind of we've been together for a while.
Oh,
photo.
Look at my face.
You'd love it, Chris.
Very
I
serious.
Really don't.
Quite kind of smouldering at the camera, that, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Is that the look you were told to go for?
Well, we were kind of told to be really moody, jokey, down eyes down to the right. It was just whatever this camera director asked us to do, and I think this one really captures it.
What other instructions was he shouting out?
Well,
make love to the camera, baby.
I think usually it's meant to be really fun, isn't it, that you're there with your girlfriend or something? It's a bit weird when it's sort of us.
Do you feel like a couple now, more?
I don't know. Mm. I think you do.
I think I do, yeah.
Why did you decide to choose Chris, Tom?
I think when I heard what you were doing on Monday's show about people offering
holidays
and the like, I was just like, well, this is an amazing opportunity to fill a space that's already been paid for.
Yeah.
And we can have a laugh.
I love it. I'd like to see the next photo, please. I hope you're watching this on the Radio 1 website in your lunch break. Oh, my God. Chris's face is a picture. So this one has... There's arms and legs everywhere.
I mean, that sums it up nicely.
Describe what you see on the screen right now, Chris.
Well, he's on my lap.
He is on your lap. And you kind of have... You're kind of ruffling Tom's hair there a little bit, which I like. But these are classic couple... photo shoot poses. Right, let's have one more. That's a nice one. What is that? What's going on there, please? You're kind of grabbing each other.
Oh.
Not in a gypsy way.
It's for me, that's how I felt about the whole day. It was very much like, that was the very first one.
Oh, I see.
He asked for a photo of us two, and I was like, well, I don't really want to get that close. So
but you certainly warmed up, from what we've seen so far. What we're going to do is play Justin Bieber, Boyfriend.
Brilliant.
And then we'll have a look at some more photos. These are lovely, really are.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Hey, Tom.
Hi.
Now, your girlfriend had this as a present, but now you're not together anymore.
That's right.
And she doesn't know that you have replaced her with Chris. She doesn't know that, right?
She's got no idea. Unless she tuned into the radio yesterday and heard what was going on, she would have absolutely no idea.
I like that, because if I was watching the Radio 1 website now, I'd be like, gutted. That could have been me. You know? So let's have a look at a few more pictures. I really hope you can get to the website to see these. It's a lovely couple's photo shoot. They're both kind of looking down on this one and laughing at something on the floor. What were you laughing at?
Oh, I can't, Tom, do you remember? We're laughing at something. I think he just kept pointing at the floor and he made us stare into middle distance as well. We like that one.
Sometimes I've noticed what photographers do as well. They go... That they tell really crap jokes, and then you have to go, ha, 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 and that's when they take the picture.
Yeah.
Was that happening there?
Well, you know
bit?
What I'm like. I don't really like smiling anyway for photos.
No, you look like you're cringing in that one. Let's have another one.
He was also really keen to make sure our hands were in the right place.
Yeah.
So it's like, make sure your hands are here and your hands are holding this. And
if you're talking about this on Twitter, then hashtag R1Bromance.
Brilliant.
And you'll be able to see all of the photos in a gallery on my pages of the Radio 1 website if you can't get to a computer right now. Now, that's a nice one. There's a kind of... is Chris giving you a piggyback there?
He's on
there.
My back there,
that's it.
That's
nice.
Yeah.
So you've Tom's kind of mounted Chris there.
Thank you.
And, like I said, you both look very handsome young men. It's really nice. Would you recommend this for other couples in love?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think it's necessarily... everybody's cup of tea.
I only met you this morning.
Yeah, but...
But, can I just say, I arrived at Radio 1 at about... what time was it? About 12 today. And you were having a little sausage sandwich together.
Oh, don't say that.
In the cafe. So obviously things went well. A sausage sandwich is not a euphemism. They were just having a sandwich with a sausage in it.
Wow.
Okay, next photo, please. I like the one where he's on your back. Oh, that is quite a close one, isn't it? That's quite tender. It's just kind of Chris in front there and Tom behind. That's a nice kind of standard couples photo shoot shot. Let's have the next one if we can.
You're enjoying this a bit too much, Scott, actually.
That photo, we were lying down on a sofa.
Oh, which one? This one here?
Maybe the one that you've just seen.
Oh, okay. This one is just his ear being cupped again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you were lying down on a sofa for that one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice. Excellent. I think that's a really nice thing to do.
Well, how do you feel about it, Tom? You happy? Like,
I'm pleased that that voucher didn't go to waste.
And you look cute together.
We were able to share that.
A lot of people are very much enjoying this on the Radio 1 website. A lot of people are suggesting some kind of caption competition, which is not a bad idea.
Put it on your Facebook.
Get it on your Facebook. Captions ahoy.
Mm.
If you want to talk about this on Twitter, hashtag R1Bromance. A lot of people are. Georgia and Devon sadly can't get to computer at the moment, but cannot wait to see the gallery later on. Ruth and Guildford. Tom and Chris just make such a lovely couple.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I'm seeing one here that I've not seen for the first time, which is... That's quite close. It looks like you're about to have a little kiss.
That's the sofa
again.
We're
not.
But we're not. No, that's very true.
No, well, if you weren't, then the photographer's done a marvellous job here because it really looks like you're in love. Chris... What's that one? Chris is like, oh, really? Do I have to? But your hands are all over each other.
Oh, don't say this.
Thank you for watching the Radio 1 website. Oh, there's some more coming up all the time. I didn't realise there were this many.
Nor did I.
There's Tom there with his hands on Chris's shoulders. It's kind of an ABBA pose where one of them is looking one way and one of them is looking the other. You know the classic? Right, there's five more to whip through, so let's do that quite quickly. You'll be able to see these later if you didn't see this on the website now. So how are you both feeling now? Is it awkward? Let's run on the photos.
I'm feeling very awkward. I think, Tom, you're not so much, are you? You felt very comfortable throughout this whole thing.
I felt fine during the whole process, yeah.
Chris, your face is amazing. Right, we've got one last picture as a little treat for everyone that's been watching on the Radio 1 website, and here it is. What are you doing there, please? You seem to be jumping in the air off of a sofa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Is that what couples do when they're in love?
Apparently so.
Holding hands.
There's kind of a lovely wallpaper print behind you, and you seem to be on some kind of quite posh sofa, but jumping off it.
I like you, Tom, but I don't want to ever do anything like this again.
You'll be pleased to know that if you have only just got to a computer, then during Starships by Nicki Minaj, I might change that actually to make something a little bit more romantic. Should we have Adele instead? Because there's going to be a slideshow of all of them now on the Radio 1 website, and I'm just trying to work out which song we'll go best with.
What?
Let me just go back.
Which is your favourite photo of the whole experience, Chris?
I like the one that they're showing right now, which is Chris in front, chest out, with him kind of gently cupping your ear. That's what I like. Okay, right, I'm going to play a song which I think is appropriate. And have a look at the slideshow, if you can, right now on the Radio 1 website.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And Tom, thank you for doing this today.
Anytime.
Thank
if
you
Chris
so much.
If Chris ever wants to kind of continue this relationship, then just get in touch.
Right. I think we should discuss this off air. But thanks anyway.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Today was certainly a strange day for my friend Chris here. He went to do a couple's photo shoot with a listener who split up with his girlfriend. And now, hashtag R1Bromance is trending number one worldwide on Twitter.
I didn't think anyone would notice.
They really have. It's gone down an absolute storm. Becky's been on from her house saying they are MFEO.
What does that mean?
Made for each other. Hashtag R1Bromance if you're looking at the pictures online. Now, I've got a show and tell very soon. And it's not a normal show and tell, because it's an actual person. I met this man the other night, and I'm going to bring him in to show all of you.
Sorry.
Just after...
Is this a show and tell for the radio?
Yeah.
Or just...
I met this really nice guy, and I'm going to bring him in to show all
That's
of you.
It's not a show and tell.
Yes, it is. It's a show and tell.
What's he going to be showing?
It can be a real life person.
Oh, I'm not sure about this.
That's just after 2:30. On Radio 1. Do you remember yesterday we were doing those songs for adverts and we were saying how what you do if you want to make an ad for one of those big department stores around Christmas time or for some tea or sometimes for holidays is you get a song that used to have noisy guitars in it and slow it right down and make it sound lovely with just a little female vocal and a piano. And we played some of them and the girl that helped us out with that is a lovely lady called Gabrielle Aplin. We're going to play some of those for you in a bit, I think. She did a lovely version of Chop Suey, all slowed down. Perfect for a Christmas advert. She did Killing in the Name. She did Smells Like Teen Spirit.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, the man I met the other night is coming in to say hello to everyone for my show and tell just after 2:30.
You can't just bring someone in.
Do you want to know his name? Not yet, okay. Everything will become clear after 2:30. Mike has been on, who is in his first year of uni at Sheffield Hallam doing marketing, and wants to say he wants to use Gabrielle's Killing in the Name Of for a traditional marmalade advertising campaign. It's not a bad idea. Feel free to make a video to go along with any of those slowed down songs for ads, by the way. We should make the ads to go with the songs, I think.
Well, like a video.
Well, yeah, because by now I played two songs and I expected some kind of big advertising agency to be in touch with me.
Right.
To say,
okay,
Scott, you're a genius. What a great idea.
And no
one
has?
We'll pick up these songs. I wanted to be Don Draper by now.
Right.
So far, no. But I'll say it again. If any advertising agencies are listening and you want to pick up any of those songs for ads, the slow ones that we just played, then feel free to get in touch.
But if we make
the videos,
make
a deal.
I think if we make the videos for the adverts, it might encourage them more. So maybe we should just get this done.
All right.
You're not so keen?
Yeah, I'm quite keen. I just really thought that at least one would be in touch by now.
We'll do the video. I'm sure that will help out.
And if you want to make a video, then do feel free. You know how to get hold of me. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You can find me on Twitter and Facebook. Just search Scott Mills on Facebook. Twitter is @BBCR1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now it's time for another from me. I'm on a roll. Show and tell. This is where we each bring something amazing to show everybody at home and everybody in the studio. His name is Hannibal Buress. Hello.
Hello.
Now, I just said on air for the last half hour that I met you the other day. That's not strictly true.
Okay.
I didn't properly meet you, did I? But I did see you across a crowded room.
Yeah.
Because I came to see you live.
Thank you.
And it was great.
Thanks a lot, man.
And I thought, he's so good, I think we need to show him to everyone.
Mm.
Is that a bit weird?
Yes, the word show, especially since it's radio.
Yeah.
Good point.
They can hear you.
They can hear me.
Now, that's the first time I've seen you live. You're over here doing some shows at the moment.
Yeah.
And then you're going to come back for the Edinburgh Festival.
I am coming back for the Edinburgh Festival. I don't know exactly why, but I'm doing it. It's such a long festival.
It does go on for ages.
It's so many shows. But you know what? I had a lot of fun. It's a fun time.
Yeah. So we do our show from there every year, so we'll be there as well.
Cool.
Maybe we could do stuff together.
Yeah, man.
That would be good. You've done it before, though.
I did it last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you find it tough?
Around that 20th show or so, it gets a bit tough. You get a bit sick of yourself, sick of the things you're saying. You're like, man,
bored of these jokes.
Bored of the jokes. But then you have to remember that the crowd is new to the crowd.
Yeah.
And so
they laugh like it's the first night.
They laugh like it's the first night. Like, yo, y'all are laughing, but I don't know if you could see my eyes, but I'm dead inside right now.
Do you ever like do a show completely on autopilot because you know it so well?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, yeah. I mean, I try to mix up the order if I can and try a couple different things just to keep it fresh for me, but sometimes it's just, some of the bits are just so polished and I've done them a bunch of times, so it's just, yeah. It's kind of, I'll find my brain switching off like, oh man, I was saying that without realizing that I was saying it.
I didn't even remember I was there. If people haven't heard your comedy before, I know you've done loads of stuff in the US, but look, how would you describe what you do?
I would tell them to go check out some videos on YouTube, and my live show is like that, but with more cursing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we can't do here.
I know.
But you certainly did the other night.
I did. I just try to talk about the stuff that I see, man, whatever I experience and true stories and what I think about things and hope that people laugh at it.
Now, your name is Hannibal Buress, but you don't really need a surname because, come on, your first name is Hannibal.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
But yeah, but you have to, I mean, if I just left it at Hannibal, then when people search for it, just the stuff about the movies will come up.
Yeah.
And I hate those movies. I would never watch them. You were like, you ever seen Silence of the Lambs? I'm like, no, hell no, I never seen Silence of the Lambs. That movie has haunted me my whole life. I will never watch it ever.
Yeah. I guess it's either that one or the one off the A-Team.
Yeah. And, you know, I'd rather be the dude from the A-Team. He was cooler. He hung out with Mr. T.
Yeah. We had Mr. T in here once.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was asleep. But then suddenly he'd be like, oh! Every time you went, and Mr. T's on the show, he'd be like, shut up, fool! But the rest of the time, mostly just asleep.
When was that?
A couple of years ago.
What was he promoting?
I can't even remember.
He sounds bad at self-promotion.
I think that he was doing some chocolate bar campaign. I actually think he was.
Now, that's a jet lag, man.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you have written, or do you still write on the huge show 30 Rock?
I do not still write on 30 Rock. I act on 30 Rock. I played in 3 episodes this season, but I don't write anymore.
Okay. US sitcoms are very different to our ones because we have one bloke writing 6 episodes.
Yeah.
In America, they have a whole team writing endless episodes.
Yeah, we had, it was 12 writers, I think, on staff at 30 Rock. And when I was at Saturday Night Live, it was a little over 20 writers.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it weird to be part of that many people? It's quite strange because how does it all kind of match up with who gets what material?
Well, with 30 Rock, how we would all come up with the storylines together and we would make the beats to the story, and then one writer would get assigned the script. So they would outline and write the script and they'd come back, and then we all would rewrite the script together, which means, say, the head writer says, okay, we need to make this line better. And then everybody would pitch around the room and just throw out jokes until something got a huge laugh and it was undeniable. And that's what would go in the script, and we would move on to the next part of the script that needed to be fixed.
Is it tiring? Because you must be under kind of deadlines to be funny all the time.
It's not tiring. I mean, it's just some days are better than others where you just throwing out. It's been some days where I was just throwing out clunkers, man, and getting nothing in the script. And just, it's like, man. And you, I'll know something isn't funny as I'm saying. Like, oh man, that's not funny.
As it's coming out of your mouth. How many shows have you done over here so far?
I've done 3 shows so far. 2 shows at the Soho, and then 1 show at this Jamaican restaurant.
How was that?
It went all right. It was about 12 people there. It was a situation where it was a friend that was doing a show, and she said, come by and do a spot. So I like doing all types of shows. So
is that the first time you've played in a restaurant?
No, definitely not. I've played in all types of horrible situations. But it wasn't that it was a restaurant that made it horrible, but sometimes an audience acts like that they were forced to be at the show. Mm. I didn't make you come here. You were here. And I didn't do anything to you. Why are you acting horrible from the beginning of my set? Like, at least give me 4 minutes and then act horribly towards me.
What do they do? Do they heckle?
They didn't heckle. It's just a vibe and a body language and this kind of expectation. But I still think the set went all right. But it was definitely a far cry from my show at the Soho Theater where, you know, people came to see you, and then you go to somewhere where people are like, hey, who the hell is this? Who the hell is this?
Weren't they eating their dinner, though? Weren't they just sitting there eating their
Everybody
dinner
wasn't eating. No. I think people had eaten already, and it was kind of late in the show. I don't know. It was a weird night. But I've enjoyed performing in the UK, mostly, though.
Are the crowds any different?
The crowds here are a bit more attentive, and the thing that I like about over here is that there's no drink service during the shows. In the comedy clubs in the States, you have a waitress going through serving drinks. And there's this thing called the check spot, where if you're a headliner and you're doing the closing set of the night, was 45 to 60 minutes, they give the audience the checks during your set. They give them the bill. So so you're doing a job that requires attention, and then when you have 10 minutes left, a waitress is coming up to the front row of the audience. Hey, I know you were looking at that guy. Look at this right now instead. And then you have to power through that. And so you can feel the vibe of the room change when you can be like, oh, everybody. I'm like, that joke usually does really well. What's going on? Oh, everybody got their checks. And nobody's listening to
That's
me right
so
now.
So annoying.
It's really annoying. So I like the format here in the clubs where they have intervals, or, you know, at Soho, I just do my show straight through, and the bar is open. There's no waitress circulating, and so I enjoy that a lot.
And do you get to travel on first class now? Have you reached that level yet?
I travel in first class a lot of the time, a little more than half of the time. I get upgraded. I flew business over here, and it was very nice, man.
Yeah?
It's very nice, yeah.
Did you have the sign, wait me for food? I ask everybody this.
They didn't give me the sign, but she did ask, because she said, hey, should I wake you? If definitely wake me up. I don't want to miss out on any of these perks. Wake me up. And I ended up being woke anyway. But because they don't wake you up. If they just go past with the tray, you just wake up thirsty.
You wake up thirsty, and then I think you normally think, like, hang on a second, this person over there has had food.
Yeah, you look.
When was that?
Yeah.
Annoying.
And I need my food, man.
So how long are you here before you go back to the States?
I leave on May 13th, I leave.
Okay. There's a lot of people now who are going to check out your stuff on YouTube tonight. So this is all good.
Yeah, that's cool, man. You know, you just want people to check it out, come to shows. That's it.
Yeah. Listen, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks for having
me. This is my show and tell. It's an actual person.
It's a person.
It's Hannibal.
It's the first ever human show and tell, is it?
I think it is. I've never actually brought anybody in before.
What was last? Do you do it every week or every day?
We do it every day.
Every day?
But it's never normally a human being. Normally it's something we found on the internet.
What was yesterday?
Mob Wives, was it yesterday?
One of my favourite US TV reality shows.
Mob Wives.
Have you heard of that?
I have heard of that. Yeah. I haven't watched it. I want to recommend a YouTube clip, maybe for another show and tell, or just it's a clip of these three grannies, grandmas, watching the Kim Kardashian and Ray J sex tape. It's not, they're not showing the sex tape, but they're just showing the grandmother's reaction
to it.
And it's very it's very funny.
Well, you've just done another show and tell for us. That's brilliant.
You might have to bleep it for the show a little bit. It's very entertaining. Those women are very endearing.
And you're on 8 out of 10 Cats tonight.
Yeah, 8 out of 10 Cats tonight. Yeah.
When did you do that?
Did that yesterday.
Okay. Was that fun?
That was fun. I'm not used to the panel show format. But it is fun, and then the team captains and Jimmy, everybody was really funny. It was a cool thing.
Had you met any of the British comedians before?
I've met some in Edinburgh and other festivals in Melbourne and in the States, and Paul Foote and Russell Kane, Stuart Lee is very funny. It's a bunch of guys. Alex Horn.
Were there any of the jokes you're like, nope, don't get that? Don't get that reference.
You know, there were some guys doing jokes that it was a couple things, they'll say it really fast and I didn't catch it, and it was certain references that they would have to explain to me. But a lot of times I can catch where guys are going or understand who they're talking about in context.
Yeah. Before you go, Hannibal.
Yeah.
My friend Chris here. Okay. Has done a couple's photo shoot today. You know those ones that couples have when they're really in love?
Yeah.
They just get some photos done by a professional photographer.
Yeah.
Now, at the back of the room is our listener, one of our listeners, okay. Tom. Now, Tom, sadly, had just been let go by his girlfriend.
Oh.
Dumped, yeah. Okay. And he didn't want to waste the money, so he got in touch with us and thought that maybe Chris could take the part of his ex-girlfriend in the couple's photo shoot. And I just wonder if I could show you a couple of those photos right now.
I feel a bit embarrassed showing you.
They're on the Radio 1 website.
Okay.
I just want to, just say what you see, really.
Yeah, this is them looking real happy. Oh, that one is very weird and classic right there. With the hand behind the neck and pulling his belly. Yep. There's several wardrobe changes.
This one seems to be the favourite of people's
head and lap.
Yeah. Head and lap is good.
This one as well.
Oh, jumping up on the couch.
On the couch.
This trended worldwide.
Shoes or no shoes?
It was trending worldwide on Twitter.
Yeah.
they're nice. You can have a look at the gallery at the Radio 1 website.
That's some funny stuff.
Would you ever do that, Hannibal?
A couple's photo shoot?
Yeah.
If it was somebody I really liked, I'd do it.
But not those poses.
Not those. I mean, you know what? If it was somebody I really liked, I'd be talked into it. Nah, not some of these poses.
With Tom the listener?
Nah, definitely not with Tom the listener. But the jump, you know what? Some of those poses I'd do, but it'd take some convincing to do the jumping in the air one. That's not really my energy.
The jumping in the air one off the sofa is actually my favorite. Listen, we can all see you on 8 out of 10 Cats tonight and when you come back at Edinburgh Festival. So I hope to see you then. Hannibal Buress, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Thank you. That was my show and tell. I think it went well.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Hello, Greg James.
Oh, yeah.
Have you had a tan?
I have, yeah.
Oh, you look good.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, cheers, fella.
Yeah.
Have you seen the couple's photo shoot of Chris and our listener here, Tom, yet?
I haven't yet. No. Let's have a look.
Check this out.
Tom's girlfriend dumped him, so he didn't want to waste the money, so they went for the photo shoot instead. One of those lovely romantic couples photo shoots.
It's not right.
One of
is
you
it?
Cradling his head's the best.
It's good,
best
isn't it? If you haven't seen these yet, it is a treat. It's a Friday afternoon treat.
It's like a floating head. That's
go
my favorite.
To the Radio 1 website. It looks in part like it's the opening credits of Hollyoaks.
It's great.
Go to the Radio 1 website and have a look at their lovely...
Oh, that's horrible, that one.
Romantic.
In silhouette. And he's cradling... Chris is holding...
Some of them are a little bit uncomfortable to look at, aren't they?
Yeah. This trended worldwide.
Yeah.
As it should.
Unbelievable. Yes.
And rightfully so.
Okay, let's play the game.
Oh, what's occurring?
Sam K says, please give me a good what's occurring? Because I need it. It's the weekend. And Kaylee Cooper on Twitter almost has enough Scott Mills points to get herself a lush mug tree. Go on, pigs! Right. We were talking about voiceovers in adverts the other day. And Chris accused me on several occasions of not telling the truth on these adverts that I have done.
I heard this.
In the past. Which I think is a completely unfounded accusation. For instance, take this voiceover that I did a few years ago.
Bites are back with their brilliant new single, He Spits. Because girls need guitars.
Now, I...
It is true, though.
What does that mean?
I believed every single word that I said on that. I firmly believe that girls need guitars. Listen, I said it then.
Because girls need guitars.
And I'll say it again now. Every single word was true. So we've been on to Stupid Street. Everyone's like, why did you say that? Because it was written down on the paper, that's why. Out onto Stupid Street today, and we asked them, what do girls need? Just to see if this advertising campaign had any effect.
Because girls need guitars.
Out of seven girls, how many of them would agree that yes... Oh, seven people, not just seven girls. How many would agree that, yes, girls do indeed need guitars? Greg.
Oh, interesting. Well, I do think they do need guitars.
They do. Mm. I said it.
You as well.
Well, I got hooked on that advert when I first heard it.
Yeah. It was huge.
I couldn't stop saying it.
What a band.
What were the band called again?
Love Bites.
Love Bites?
Mm. And they're back.
Are they back now?
No.
Oh. Added anyway. To Hackney Weekend. Kasabian and the Love Bites.
How many out of seven would say that girls do need guitars?
Three.
Chris?
I don't think girls need guitars. I'm going to go zero.
Once again, dissing my advertising campaign.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
We went to Stupid Street and we asked them, do girls need guitars?
Because girls need guitars.
As a girl yourself, what do girls need?
Clothes, holidays... Oh, everything. Women need everything.
Do women need guitars?
Not really.
Because girls need guitars.
What do girls need?
What do women need? A lot of cash.
What about guitars?
Guitars? That's probably your... He's very good at music. Yeah, Bob, you like a bit of music.
Do women need guitars?
No.
Girls, what do they need in life?
Equality, yes.
What about guitars?
Guitars? Oh my god. That's a really good question.
Thank you. In your opinion, what do girls need?
Attention.
Attention.
Understanding and someone to listen to them.
Do women need guitars?
No, never, ever.
Because girls need guitars.
What do you think girls need? I don't know.
Clothes, makeup, shoes, but not guitars.
What do girls need?
More shoes.
Does a woman need a guitar?
Definitely not.
Why not?
We make music for them.
What kind of music?
Love music.
Because girls need guitars.
In your opinion, what do girls need?
Food.
What type of food?
Well, something healthy that's not going to give them problems.
What kind of problems?
Well, you could have diarrhea or some kind of dietary malady.
We need, like, nice things.
Such as?
Jewellery and, like, shoes and dresses.
What about guitars?
Why would I want that? Why would I want a guitar? Isn't that like a boy thing?
Because girls need guitars.
Oh, not one person thought that girls needed guitars.
I think that's one of the best stupid streets we've ever had.
What about guitars?
Guitars? That's probably awkward. You're very good at music. Yeah, Bob, you like a bit of music.
Do women need guitars?
No.
No, Rob doesn't think so.
What about guitars?
Guitars? Oh, my God. That's a really good question.
Thank you.
Yes, Pounder.
I like the guy who went, girls need cash and my soul and my dignity, which you dumped me.
A real like nice wide mix and variety of people there on the street, though.
Do we make music for them?
What kind of music?
Love music. Mm.
So Chris gets 10 Scott Mills points for
yes.
saying girls need guitars, not really said by anybody at all.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Now, this could go horribly wrong, because last time I tried this, my technical fail meant that you actually heard the voice of the one that doesn't speak, and that is all sorts of wrong. So let me just test the voice over thing now.
Yeah, it's Chris here.
Speak again.
Hello, it's Chris.
I think that's absolutely that's fine. We can't tell that that's Chris, can we?
No.
Okay. So, would the one that doesn't speak please step up to the microphone? We cannot reveal his true identity.
It's exciting.
That's dangerous. Hello?
Hello.
Is that the one that doesn't speak?
Hello, this is the one that doesn't speak.
Okay. And today, he's going to do some apple bobbing live on Oh What's Occurring.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that right? Hello?
Hi, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I have 6 apples. I'm going to put them in the bowl. People have to guess how many I will get out of the bowl in 1 minute.
This sounds so weird.
Oh, what's occurring?
Not yet. So here we go. He's going to put 6 apples in the bowl. How many will the one that doesn't speak get out of the bowl in 1 minute? Let's have a guess
on,
first.
He's going to put the apples in one at a time, right?
Yeah.
Epic.
There we are. So he's put the apples in. Now let's guess. How many out of 6 in 1 minute?
I think he's really determined to do this. I think he'll get 4. But I'd like to hear how the one that doesn't speak is feeling about this challenge. I want to hear more from him.
I'm feeling quite nervous, to be honest. Like, I've not done this for a while.
Well, since Halloween, probably.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's do the game. Greg says 4. How many are you saying, Chris?
I'm going to go 3.
3. Okay. So here is the one that doesn't speak, and he is bobbing for apples, starting now. None yet.
It's very difficult. It sounds like a drowning pig.
No, none yet.
One!
Yes! One! He's getting his nose right in there. Nope, still nothing. Just one. Come on. Go on, pigs.
It sounds so dangerous.
Remember, there is a voice changer on this. He's only got one so far. We're coming up to a minute. Two! Right, try for one more. Go.
One more.
Three! That's it, your minute's up. 3. 3. Chris gets another 10 Scott Mills points. If you said 3, then also give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. How are you feeling, one that doesn't speak?
Wet.
Yeah.
Career high?
Look at his face. That sounded really weird. A lot of people are saying the noises are terrifying them.
They are. It's like a huge pig.
It's awful, isn't it? It's just a small bowl of water and some apples.
Sound like a pig in a bar.
And that was your final chance to win some Scott Mills points of this week, because we're not back till Tuesday doing this on Oh What's Occurring. Thank you very much, Greg, for being part of it again.
Thank you.
And let's give a round of applause to the very wet one that doesn't speak. That was amazing.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download.